With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The descriptions of Jabari Parker, the former Buck, the new Bull, the Chicago native from Fox Sports, Wisconsin. And right now it is your time, your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is relate. Text relate to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is relate to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Jim Paschke is on Twitter at Paschketball, TV voice of the Milwaukee Bucks since 1986, and he joins us on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Jim, how's it going?
It's going well, thank you. Good morning.
Morning. What do the Bulls have in whatever this is in Jabari Parker after a couple of knee surgeries and 4 years in?
Well, it's interesting you ask the question that way. There are some questions, I guess, but Jabari has come back very strongly twice now from ACL surgery. The medical staff in Milwaukee, the sports science team, was able to do great work with him, and he deserves a lot of credit for the work that he put in on that. I've never seen a player work as hard as Jabari did on rehab. He went at it twice, very hard both times, and great credit to him. You're getting an explosive player. This is all assuming that the knee holds up, and the medical team has told me that the knee was stronger after the first surgery and stronger after the second surgery. So despite those question marks, you're getting a player who knows how to play basketball. He's just explosive. He's quick. He can shoot from the outside. He hit about 38% of his shots, a little better than that over the last two seasons from behind the three-point line. So a very versatile player, and he's been groomed to be an alpha dog. So you're getting a guy who can lead a team.
Jim, how did the Bucks reach this decision to say goodbye to Jabari Parker? Because it seems as though there were a couple of different stages, perhaps, of what this roster could look like after changing over the coaching staff and knowing that Giannis is the centerpiece to it.
Well, it starts with Giannis. He is the centerpiece. He's the alpha dog in Milwaukee. And with Coach Budenholzer, they're going to run an open offense, passing, cutting, spreading the floor, creating space, so they needed shooters. And they got a couple in Ersan Ilyasova, who can rebound and he'll hit threes, veteran player, been here before. And, of course, Brook Lopez can do the same thing. He has become a three-point shooter. So they're trying to spread it out a little bit. And, you know, why they made the decision to not bring Jabari back had a little bit to do with that, and it also had quite a bit to do with the way the salary structure is in Milwaukee at the moment. Would have been very difficult to fit a $20 million contract into this particular salary structure at this time.
A wise old coach was fond of saying, anybody who can play offense can play defense. And I've long tended to agree, but some guys just can't. Some guys just aren't good at it, whether it's quick twitch muscle ratios or how fast they can track that guy in front of him. Do you think that Jabari Parker can be better defensively just by wanting to be?
Well, I think defensive ability is a commitment. As I've always felt that learning how to shoot free throws is a commitment. Everything in the game is a commitment. I've been taught over the years that defense is two-pronged. Are you an individual defender? Are you a team defender? Can you do both? Sometimes individual defense is tough for players, but they can fit into a team concept. So it depends on what Coach Hoiberg runs in Chicago and how he uses his defenders. Now, the guys they have down there aren't known for defense, but he'll figure something out. The coach will figure out how to improve that, and Jabari has improved defensively, so it'll be interesting to watch and see how they fix that problem, if there is a problem.
What's his fit, though, positionally? Because I understand that it's going to be a change for him. I know we're closer and closer to positionless basketball in a lot of different cities, but you know, seemingly if he's going to bump up the number one to the three, more or less, that you could be testing him a bit more than perhaps the Bucks ran him defensively this last season.
Well, you know, they always say another adage has been, you are what you can defend. If you can defend a three, you're a three. If you have to defend fours or can defend fours, that's what you are. So a lot of coaches believe that your position, if there is such a thing anymore, is predicated on your defensive assignment. But, you know, they'll figure it out. He can certainly offensively play the three or the four. There's no problem there in my mind. But, you know, it all depends on how the group works together, and you know, the game has changed so much that players are interchangeable. They really are.
Where do the Bucks really think they are in all this? If we look at what you have talked about in its entirety, and the decision on Parker, the acquisition of Ilyasova, a guy whose game to which I am completely allergic for whatever reason, I've got this thing. You know, Jim, like a player or players who, when you watch them, you don't think you've ever seen them make a shot. I'm that way over Ersan Ilyasova's entire career. It might be causal. It might be that when I'm watching, I make him bad. And when I'm not watching, he's really, really good. And I can't explain it. It makes no sense. But when you add him and you are building around Giannis, where do they think they are?
Well, first of all, I've seen Ersan Ilyasova score 29 points and pull in 25 rebounds in the same game.
Then I wasn't watching. I might have been out of the country. I don't know what
happened. Well, you know, our ratings might have been a little lower because you weren't watching tonight, but he was outstanding. He can do a lot of things. He's just a solid player. Yeah, he's a solid player. And it's interesting because people have been split on him his entire career. I've always been on the plus side with Ersan, and he played for Coach Budenholzer in Atlanta. And so there's a comfort factor there that will work, in my opinion, in Milwaukee now that they're together again. Ersan is very good when he's comfortable, and I think that this coaching staff will make him comfortable. Back to your question, you know, I think Milwaukee feels are going to be better. I particularly, while you don't want to skew too old in the league today because of the way the game's played, I think adding veteran players in Lopez and Ilyasova will help this team. Jason Terry has been a great leader. Didn't play a lot. He played pretty well when he played, but he was a good locker room guy. But you need players who can lead and play and contribute. And I think they've gotten two of those in Ilyasova and Lopez.
Jim, you mentioned that it would have been difficult for the Bucks to keep Jabari Parker at the $20 million number that he signed with the Bulls. With Giannis, they are one of a few teams, however, that have the centerpiece in the East, now with LeBron vacating to the West, that have a reason, I guess, or a real effort to put down and make something happen in that Eastern Conference. Do you feel as though enough has been done around him and you can, you know, wrap Budenholzer into this equation as well, because putting together a competent coaching staff around him is certainly a step forward. Do you feel that enough has been done? Do you think that this should have been a team that was willing to extend themselves more this offseason, knowing what's in that Eastern Conference, or not?
Well, this is great question, and this is my position on that, and only my position. I think that teams, this is a simple business to me. You try to win every warm-up. You try to win every drill. You try to win every practice. You try to win every game. And then when LeBron moves from Cleveland to Los Angeles, you've been doing the right things, and you have a chance to be good. So can you prepare for something that happens, or should you be ready when it does happen? That's the question for me. And we'll find out. I think the coaching staff will make a difference. I think they will get this team moving. And certainly there's an opportunity in the East now. But are you ready? Which teams are ready? Boston seems to be ready. Philadelphia appears to be ready. I think the Bucks are on the verge of being ready to take advantage of this. We'll find out. But you can't get ready when something happens. You should be ready when something happens.
And the new arena has to be pretty special in the way that's sort of representative of building. It's all we talked about it when Wrigley was being redone, how it's very easy to juxtapose that sort of tangible physical rebuilding with a theoretical rebuilding, but it makes for good television.
Well, it'll be great. The building is fantastic. It'll be a jewel in the NBA until the next one's built. Obviously, that's how it works in our league. The latest building is the greatest building, and Milwaukee will have that for a time. Golden State's building a new building out west. I invite everybody from Chicago to come up and see the new building. You'll really enjoy it. It's beautiful. But you're right. The team and the building and all of the things that are going on in Milwaukee have to come together here at the right time. And I think it's close. I think it could happen. I'm excited about it. I happen to believe that we're going to have one big city from Gary, Indiana to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's changing to the point where it could be the northern jewel in that megalopolis. And the Bucks have certainly been spearheading some of that change in Milwaukee. So it'll be fun to watch in the years ahead, and the basketball team has to do its part in all of this.
I like you throwing in some long-range urban planning there, because I've actually heard the same thing, referring to the city of Shimilgar, which is creating that entire lakefront as everything starts to connect and suburbs and exurbs grow into each other. You might be onto something there.
Well, I think it's going to happen in the next 20 years. I really do. You know, transportation will be something different. We'll be able to get up and down the west coast of Lake Michigan a little differently than we can today, and we're all going to be neighbors sooner or later. I don't know if I'll be around for it, but I think it's coming. And, again, I believe Milwaukee is starting to become that jewel on the northern tip of all of that.
Fascinating stuff from Jim Paschke. Jim, we appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, anytime.
That is Jim Paschke, the longtime voice of the Milwaukee Bucks.
How about Jim, like Elon Musk on the show?
Yeah, just sort of
future urban planning, megalopolis.
Yeah,
and
drop that in there a little bit.
Along the lake faster than we can now.
We've got the midday midway coming up. It's been a while for me, so yeah. I've had a bunch of things piling up here that I really want to get to. We have had an incident at the New Orleans Zoo, one of my favorite zoos. The New Orleans Zoo. The Audubon Zoo in New Orleans, it's down a few animals and not at the hand of human beings. Also, a reason for an early preview of the Open Championship at Carnoustie. They've got some issues already. We've got some things that are going to, that could make this a unique Open Championship.
I was going to spout my manifesto for urban planning in a megalopolis along Lake Michigan, but Jim just shot it right through.
Yep.
So damn. I got some actual facts on the Pirates and Brewers, something semi-historical that happened there. A favorite from the Home Run Derby based on math and exit velocities and nerdery. The pure nerdery has picked a winner, so we'll get to that as well.
All right, very cool. Midday Midway. We'll hit it next on The Score.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.